Good afternoon, everybody. I'm so glad you guys can join me. I'll be taking calls from our Blog Talk Radio show and taking comments and questions here on Facebook Live today. So let's go ahead and take our first caller.
Hello.
Hi, you're on with Raven. How can I help you today?
Hi, Raven. I was wondering, it's been pretty kind of rocky lately, and I feel like I'm just cleaning out my house of just things that just no longer serve me on so many ways, so many relationships. And I know it's all for my highest good. I really feel like it's behind me. For September and October, do you feel a sense of me meeting like-minded tribe people for me?
Okay, you want? I don't think I'm following your question, honey. Can you explain exactly what do you mean by that?
Okay, so basically, I'm looking for people who are on the same frequency as I am. There's no judgment. I just basically upgraded myself and just got rid of people that just no longer serve me, and now I'm looking for a new tribe of people, like-minded people. So, do you feel a sense that happening September, October?
Towards the end of September, you're going to start finding that you're drawn more to people that have the same belief system as you.
Okay.
As far as, you know, online, you're going to start finding more and more groups through the end of September into November. But you're not going to find your, what we refer to as a tribe, until probably in the late December. And that's when you're going to find the ones that really click with you within those groups. And then you're going to start building your tribe.
Okay. So, like, September, October, November is when you see me. Like, I actually, forget online, but just even, like, personally, you feel that really ramping up?
I do.
In the next – okay. Okay. It's been a long haul. I've been just – it's like universe is like, no, you don't need this. You don't need that. You don't need this. And it's just like, okay, thing, basically, people, because they just don't, yeah, it's boundaries. They were testing my boundaries. So,
yeah, you're going to find that you're going to get a lot of people that are going to be drawn to you.
Okay.
Not all of them are going to be, you know, for your highest good. And you're going to have to weed those out in order to find your tribe. So be ready for an influx of people coming towards you.
I get it. So it's like the moth to the flame type of thing, right?
Exactly.
Kind of. Oh, wow. Okay, so at least I'm ready for it. I'm prepared because you told me. So thank you very much.
One really good way to help weed those out, wear a clear quartz necklace or a rose quartz necklace. And that will help really with your intuition on who is there to help with your highest self versus those that are there to kind of just drain your energy and use you.
Okay, great. Do you feel like I have a relationship by December?
Are we
meeting somebody?
A romantic relationship?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't feel anything in that department really brewing and get going until probably around the end of February.
Thank you so much. I'm just happy that good things are coming along, and I know what to do now, and I'm just definitely going to wear that rose quartz. So thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Have a good day.
You too. You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, you're on with Lady Raven. How can I help you today?
Hi, this is Suzanne. I'm working, but I'm looking for a little bit better job because I have to come home. I work in the morning, then come home in between, then go back. So I'm looking for like a teacher aide or teacher assistant soon. That's like 6-7 days a week. I mean, a day, 5 days a week.
Okay. And what's your question, honey?
When do you see me getting it?
I'm sorry, honey, you broke up. Can you repeat that, please?
When do you see me getting it?
Have you tried looking out of the city that you're currently in?
Oh, no. I mean, no, maybe my town, but no, I don't want to travel hours or something. I'm looking the most 12 miles or something, 13 miles, you know. No, I can't move. I have a job now. I'm just looking for something that, you know, like a local school.
In your local immediate area, honey, I'm going to be honest, I don't see anything happening. But if you were willing to travel outside of, you know, your county, I guess, you would call it.
No, I'm in Suffolk County. I can't go to Nassau County. I mean, I'm not traveling an hour to work in the snow for a job that pays $13, $14, $15 an hour.
Oh, you might be waiting a little bit then, dear.
Well, I guess I'll stay at my job.
I would definitely stay at your job for right now then, honey.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go ahead and take another caller. Hi, you're on with Lady Raven.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I would like to know what's going to unfold for me this year romantically.
Are you currently in a relationship?
No.
Okay, right off the bat, honey, I'm getting that there's some issues with trust. You've been hurt in the past, have you not?
Yes.
Okay, so we need to work on those. I feel like when it comes to meeting people, you know, as much as you want to be completely open, you have a habit of putting these walls up so you don't end up hurt. So we need to work on lowering those walls a little bit. That way we can be more open and be more perceptive to a possible relationship. Because what we want and what we do subconsciously can be completely on the opposite ends at times. So we need to work on that part, but I do feel that you are going to meet somebody, but it's not going to be until spring of next year. But you have to be careful because you're going to end up wanting to put those walls back up. And in order to get that relationship flowing, we need to lower them.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Do you have any sense of what kind of person they will be?
Okay, the person I'm getting, he has a stable job. It's not exactly like high-paying corporate man, but it's stable. He pays his bills. I also feel that he's very athletic. He likes to be outdoors a lot. He likes to, I'm getting volleyball and basketball. He really likes to be very active. He gets a little jealous, but not in a bad way, not in a possessive way. He's just, you know, he likes to be let in on what's going on, you know, whether, you know, he doesn't mind you going out and having lunch with people, but he just kind of likes to be let known, hey, I'm going out with so-and-so today for lunch. He doesn't like to be left in the dark.
Okay. Sounds
and
like
he's
a Scorpio.
Yeah. along those lines. He his birthday falls at towards the end of a Scorpio zodiac. I'm not getting an exact date though. He's not one that likes short-term relationships. When he gets into a relationship, he's in it for the long haul. He wants to settle down with somebody. He doesn't want just this fleeting romance. He wants it to build.
Okay.
He's got dark, short hair. And he's approximately 6 foot tall.
Okay. And this is a new person, right?
This is a new person here.
Okay. Okay.
You have not met this person yet. But what I'm getting is a friend is going to introduce you to this person. So when you meet this person, be very open. Be yourself. He's not one that likes fake or, you know, that front that we kind of put on when we first meet somebody. He doesn't like that. Just be completely natural, completely you. And you guys are going to hit it off.
Okay. That's so cool. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, here. Let's see. Hi, you're on the line with Lady Raven.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. Thank you so much for taking my call. My question is, do you see any side opportunities for me to make extra money?
Not in the very near future, dear. I do feel that you're going to come up with your own little side business. However, I don't feel that that's going to be for another month or two. And you're going to kind of like wake up in the morning and go, hey, I had this idea. And it's all going to start falling into place when it comes to you. But that's not for a couple months. And I think you've been thinking about these things, but you're just unsure.
Yeah, I haven't pinpointed. I need to make extra money. I have a part-time job. I work at home, but I really need to bring in extra money to stabilize my future.
You'll get there. You will get there. You're just going to have to give it a little bit of time, or you're just going to need to really sit down and have a self-to-self moment and be like, okay, what am I passionate about? What can I do? Okay, now that I've figured that out, what can I do to use this to bring in some extra income? And it's going to come to you, okay?
Okay. Do you see me still staying with this job that I have now?
For now, yes. But I do feel that early next year, January, February, there's going to be an opportunity that comes to you that's going to be a little more up your alley with a little bit more financial stability. And you're going to find this opportunity through a friend of yours.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I really need to have something that I'm, you know, pumped up about, you know, something that makes me happy.
You're going to get there, honey. Just keep breathing. It's coming. You just, those little fine details. And please stop self-doubting yourself. You are a very strong person. You have a wonderful heart. You've been through a lot in your life. And things are slowly getting to where they need to be. And you'll start seeing the puzzle pieces fall in. And as you do, you're going to start seeing more financial stability, okay?
Okay. That sounds just good.
Keep believing in yourself because you're getting there.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear. You have a wonderful day.
And you also. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on with Lady Raven.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Not bad. I'm just trying to see if you see any changes coming up in terms of my career or anything else.
You're looking to change careers, correct?
Yeah, or just expand, so to speak. Yeah, but I need something new, yes.
It's been a hard year for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, well, the very first thing that comes up for you, dear, is that even though things seem a little on the bleak side right now, okay, it's a temporary situation. So, you know, tough it out. It'll all be okay. You have a lot of willpower and determination within you to make your life much better. The one thing that they say is do not overexert yourself. You don't want to wear yourself out because those opportunities, you're going to miss those opportunities if you're wearing yourself out. So don't wear yourself too thin. You need to stop with the self-doubt. You know exactly where you want to be in life and how to get there, but you keep doubting whether or not you're good enough to make it happen. You are absolutely the perfect person for this. You have the determination. So keep going, okay? As far as the career and possibly expanding and whatnot, the cards are telling me that you may want to consider a partnership with somebody. So find yourself someone that you trust, maybe build upon a partnership with them in order to make it successful, because they will have some of the things that you need to expand this and make it permanent and really grow, but you don't have all the necessary puzzle pieces, and they will have the puzzle pieces that you don't have. And by doing this, you're going to see more abundance and an easier financial stability.
That makes a lot of sense. And do you see me meeting that partner anytime soon?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you see me meeting that partner anytime soon?
The business partner?
Yeah.
I don't see you meeting them like within the next month or two. I think you're going to meet them more at the late November to mid-December range. So just hang on tight. It's coming. It'll get there. You know, the universe has a way of making these things happen when we need them to, and not always on our own timeline.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate it. That was dead on. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, dear. You have a wonderful day.
You too.
Oh, Okay, everybody. Well, I would like to thank you all for joining me today during our live show. Can't wait to see you guys on Friday when I will have the Psychic CAC joining me for Double Fridays. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your week, and I'll talk to you then.